Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 5th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our next featured patron, so if you want to jump on board, head over to patreon.com/thegamersin, become a new patron, and we'll give you a shout out all month long. This week on The Gamers In, we are welcoming Dustin as our next guest on the show, followed by Travis next week, who will be joining us to assist as Jocelyn is still away on medical leave, although she is expected to return mid-April. This week, we're going to be talking about Outriders, thanks to Xbox Game Pass. I talked a bit about the game on this show. I played the demo on PlayStation 5, and it left me a bit wanting. But I'll admit, thanks to Game Pass, I checked it out, and I've actually put a good chunk of time into it over the weekend. And server issues aside, they had some launching pains, where the servers were down quite a bit for good chunks of time on Friday and Saturday. However, I haven't had a chance to check out co-op. I've been playing solo so far. Plan is, after recording this, is I'm going to go play some co-op with Dustin to kind of get a sort of a feel for how the co-op works. But I'll say this about the game, and this is going to sound probably more harsh than I mean it to, but it is kind of uniquely generic in that all the combat stuff, like with the powers, is really cool. And the class I'm playing, I think I'm playing the Technomancer, I think. It's the class that encourages you to constantly be moving, constantly be killing, because the way you heal is by taking out enemies. And all your abilities are, like, allowing you to deal more damage or basically slip away from combat and move around the battlefield very quickly. That's what I'm playing right now. And I'll say this, I feel as though when you're using the unique powers for your character, that's where you really feel the fun in the game. But then there are these moments like the enemies and the story and the dialogue and some of the, you know, supporting characters just feel very generic, like kind of like a, I don't know, like a dulled down Borderlands feel for the enemies. Like, you know, you enter an area and you'll kind of be running through, and it's like the areas are set up like Gears of War style, where there's a bunch of cover, and then every area is like a arena battle where these enemies are just constantly flowing towards you until you kill them all and then you move on to the next segment. That's where the generic stuff, the feel comes in, and the dialogue is kind of generic as well, but the powers and the running around and your actual, like, abilities to dispatch enemies, like, that's where it's really unique. But it's such a weird balance, and I don't know, like, perfect Game Pass game, but yeah, there's just something about it that feels a little bland. So anyways, I'm going to play more of it. We're going to talk about it on the show. Dustin might have some, you know, hold the game in a higher regards. We'll see how that goes. But for me, I think it's the perfect Game Pass game and a game that I'm enjoying from that regard. But yeah, and then, you know, moving from playing it on the PlayStation 5 to the Xbox One X, I don't really feel a large difference between the two versions. It doesn't, I'm pretty sure the PlayStation 5, like the next generation versions, have like a higher frame rate and probably some better graphics, but definitely loading times as well, I'll say. The loading is a bit much on the Xbox One X, but other than that, you know, plays fine, looks fine. You know, I don't see the reason for you to run out there and get a Series X if you're thinking of buying or playing through Game Pass and you only have an Xbox One. I can't speak to the Xbox One or the Xbox One S, but on the Xbox One X, plays fine. I have had a few crashes, but I doubt that's related to the platform. It's probably more related to the game. But yeah, we're going to talk about Outriders. We have a couple other games on the docket as well, but that's where we're currently at. In the news, a lot of game subscription news. I think there's an Apple Arcade story, and there's an Xbox Game Pass story, so we'll talk about that. Looking at Summoner's Call, we actually just recorded an episode. We have new heroes from the original North American Fire Emblem game on the GBA. Yeah, the only character I remember is Urk, so Eddie, you know, help me with that one, because we need to play that game again, because I just don't remember the characters. I remember the core team, and I remember Urk, because he appears in the prologue, so he's around for pretty much the whole game. We did, speaking of which, we played more Game Club. We finished up Chapter 9, and we did some paralogues, so we're kind of working our way towards Part 2 of the Claude Route. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Part 2 brings, because this will be my first time diving into a different Part 2 of Fire Emblem Three Houses, and we talked about sort of what that means on the Gamers Inn last episode with Josh as our guest. So had a lot of fun with that one, kind of talking a bit about Fire Emblem Three Houses on TGI again, so that was good. But yeah, we'll have more thoughts on Three Houses in the near future. I will say we did decide to take a little bit of a break next week, so there won't be a Summoner's Call next week. Just a real kind of a lull in the Fire Emblem Heroes content. So we're going to take a week off, and then we'll be back mid-April to discuss even more Fire Emblem Heroes and Game Clubs. So bit of a break. We'll talk about I'll make sure to mention it again on the mini next week. Looking at the games coming out in April, I hadn't prepared this list, so I'm going to go through this, and we'll see what kind of jumps out. Outriders, as we said, is out on pretty much everything except for the Switch on April 1st. That's already out. Oddworld Soulstorm is coming to PS5, PS4, and PC on April 6th. Now keep in mind, that one's free for PS Plus owners or subscribers, if on the PS5 only. Oh, speaking of one of our guest episodes, The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 4 comes to Switch and PC on April 9th. Jim was on the show to talk about that series. MLB The Show 21, coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series consoles, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One on April 20th. Interesting part about that one is a Sony production game, and this will be the first time it's coming to other platforms, to the Xbox, and it'll be a day-and-date Game Pass game. Talk about an interesting news story there. So, yeah, look forward to that. Near Replicant version, and I'm going to go through these numbers because I have to read the game. Near Replicant version 1.22474487139. That is a remake of the original Near Replicant game that, as far as I know, did not come over to North America. And this is going to be coming out PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on April 23rd. New Pokemon Snap comes to the Switch on April 30th. Returnal is coming to the PlayStation 5 on April 30th as well. So the first next generation exclusive big title that I'm looking forward to on the PlayStation 5, Returnal. Can't wait to see reviews on that one, because here's hoping it's good. I like Housemarque, so it looks like it has an interesting story, but we will see. But that is going to do it for this here TGI Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have yourselves a great week.